And I hope you guys got a chance to listen again to those earlier show excerpts, because I'm sort of assuming what follows that you have. What we said in that February 24th show, 2013 show, we said that in prior systemic shifts, and we referenced the abolition of slavery in this country and Gorbachev's dismantlement of the Soviet Union. We said that in prior systemic shifts, we the people needed and sought permission to step into larger versions of ourselves. We called this a belief in the necessity of rule and tagged it a species of the larger misconception of a necessary, of an artificial distinction, artificial division between what, between so-called mental and so-called manual labor. To move on beyond class, I believe we must confront these base and in plain sight assumptions, expressions, and constitutive of the class imperative. The notion of an asymptote, perhaps it's fair to call this the Marxian notion of the asymptote. We'll come to greater clarity on that when we together review Terence Hopkins' piece, which I'm putting on again that page, Embracing Global Goals, Scope, and Action. Because I have a feeling that a lot of what that Terry was doing that he was being very generous in his credit. Maybe not. We'll see. So the notion of this asymptote that we're calling the Marxian notion of the asymptote is a manifestation of the main one. That power must have, in their minds, must have discretionary control of our energy in order to move us collectively forward as a species. That our energy must ever be at the disposal of the statesmen to direct as they wish. And we get taught this in the education system, so we believe it. Parents, I'm putting a challenge out to you. If we want to have powerful young people, if we want to rear powerful children, we cannot unquestioningly subject our children to these hidden assumptions. We have to talk about them. We want our children to be big. We don't want our children to be reared to be servants of an ultimately hardcore totalitarian system. Right now it's soft core. We are not here to serve a state. We are here to serve life. So in this light, let's consider the connection between our inculcated assumption about a supposed mental manual divide. And I'm saying inculcated because how can they direct us unless we believe in that divide? Believe that the mental act of direction must be a specialized function. Believe it to be cut off from and distinct from our act of execution. And believe their minds to be superior. In this light, the asymptote we're calling Marxian reveals supreme hubris, millennia in the making. Let's read that quote again. Quote, in outlining this tendency, however, Marx was only defining the situation that the capitalist world economy would asymptotically approach in the very long run. The farther the class struggle was from the projected asymptote, and again, that projected asymptote is total control of us, the destination of power. And Popper called such mental traps historicist, story leading reality, leading in particular us to the future power ones, continuing that The farther the class struggle was, this is Terry, from the projected asymptote, the more it would take on a political national character, i.e. the more we resisted. The more we resisted, the farther from us we kept it, right? And so this is why we have to continually, we're going to have to deepen our understanding of claiming the nation and what that means and what, how it relates to this global goal, scope, and action that we've been talking about. Because remember what we just said. States exist in the minds of power to subject us to the global economy, which is just their mechanism for keeping us contained, controlled. I believe that's behind their destruction of rural communities, their destruction of what they call traditional life. Our ability to be self-sufficient is to subject us to that, to them, make us dependent on them, on power. We have to go hat in hand always to them. And when there is resistance to that, then all of a sudden, the state is no longer legitimate, as we see with the punishment brought down on Haiti and Cuba, Somalia, Rwanda, Ukraine, Egypt, Tunisia. So they will call a state that tries to separate itself, a state that tries to squeeze itself out from under the thumb of power, of global power, they will call that a failed state because it refuses to submit and find somebody who can rein them folk back in. But then there is also, so there is this, the state that's subjected to the global economy. There is the failed state that is being punished by power. And then there are the hierarchical layering of nations, because you got to have winners and losers. Denmark right there up at the top. They get to have a much nicer life up there, and they get to be the exhibit A for C, democracy works. Okay, we just keep struggling, keep trying, you could be like them. And then imagine the horror of England, of Britain, at Scotland wanting its independence, or Spain with Catalonia. What to do with folks who are in privileged sectors, in theory, but want to define themselves separate. They don't want to be under the thumb of the global economy. Okay, so this is a longer discussion that we're going to return to when we look at the Embracing Global Goals discussion of the nation and the nation state.